Because we already did it in long. The concept is that we're talking about a marechet. A marechet means a system. And the system is, before the Maaseh Breishis, there was the system of Shemayim, sort of as an attachment, an add-on, a plug-in to the world of Shemayim, is the world in which we live in. And we've become part of the Bria. We've become part of the Bria and part of the circuitry of the Bria, so that ad kedei kach, that the way things work, the way Hashem created the world, that's a system. The way Hashem created the world is that it's what we do, what we say, that's actually accomplishing what's going on in Shemayim. It doesn't necessarily mean that it does mean, but it doesn't only mean that when we say Mashiv Haruach Marid Hageshem, that it's going to rain. Although, what we do find, and I spoke about this a couple of weeks ago, what we do find is where Rashi says Terem Nia Adam Yimter Al Aretz, that in Breishis it says that everything was ready. There was grass in the ground. The grass was ready to sprout, but it didn't because there was no Adam there to daven for it. It means to say that everything was ready, but nobody plugged in the machine here. The machine called the Marechet of Shemayim was that it needs an Adam, and the Adam, your job is the La'avdo L'shamra, your job is to activate the whole Bria so that the rain comes onto the earth. So you can look at it simply as, well, you know, you need a man to daven. Hashem doesn't need man for anything, but he does. It's not that he needs it, he created it that way. He created it in a way that the Adam is Ma'or the Shefa from Shemayim. And until that happens, you see, Ad Kedei Kach, that in Gan Eden, it didn't rain. The whole world, it didn't rain. It's not a luxury issue. It just simply didn't rain. Because there was no Adam Baris, Adam Ayin Baris. There was no Adam in the Aretz to make it rain, period. And that's what we've been learning. Two terms which keep on coming up is that our tefillah has to be tzarech gavoya. Tzarech gavoya means not that I'm davening for Hashem, but I'm davening, my tefillah is not about me, you. My tefillah is as I'm davening, my tefillah somehow in the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah figured out how my tefillah actually activates, pushes certain buttons in the Shemayim, makes tikkunim in the Shemayim that make the Shefa come down. See, what happens when a person does a chet. So what happens when a person does a chet is that you're actually being mekalkel in the Shemayim. It's not so much that you're being mekalkel yourself or your neshama, as people say. Maybe yes, maybe no. But what we're learning here is that it's actually mekalkel something in the Shemayim, and that's going to create a stima, and the stima is going to stop the chesed and the shefa for coming from Shemayim, and it might not even stop at you. It might stop somewhere else, but that's tricky. What happens? But that's what a chet does. The koach adibur is very strong. So when a person uses a dibur for Torah, for tefillah, it opens up the Shemayim. When a person speaks lashon hara, stima. There's something coming out. You don't know where this is going to happen. It could be somewhere in Europe. It could be in Beit Shemesh. It could be in some place in 100 years from now, it could be wherever it is, but something is going on that it's not an Odesh per se, but something is going on that the normal Shefa is not coming from Shemayim because the normal Shefa is not going up. Just want to read you before we go Perek Yud Aleph, the Ramchal. Ramchal says just a couple of words in the Ramchal. Inyan HaTzfilah, this is in the Derech Hashem. Inyan ha-tefillah hu ki hine min asdarim shesidra ha-chachm el yonahi. What is tefillah? Tefillah is the system, asdarim, the system shesidra ha-chachm el yonahu, Ramchal's word for Hashem. Shilehayos ha-nivroim mekablam shefa mimenu yisbarach, being that we who are created receive our shefa. How do you want to translate shefa?
Flow.
Okay, we mentioned Yisbarach. Tzarech sheyis oiru heim elav. So now we have to open up that shefa. Yiskarvu loy v'yavakshu panav. we have to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, okay, the Shefa is there. You're waiting for us to get it. That's what tefillah is. Kafi hisayirosam loy, the amount of hisayiris that we have, kain yimshech aleihem shefa. That's how much shefa we will have. It works in one marechet. The amount that goes in here, that's the amount that comes down. Bim loy yisayiru, let's say nobody davens, lo yimshech aleihem. See, it feels to me like a story like the Mabul. It was not so much an onesh as it was a lack of any shefa that's to come down that the world needs to exist, because there was no Adam to be mala the shefa, like before Adam was created.
Like a natural consequence.
Yeah, but it's like Adam was created. What was the world like before Adam was created? Tohu v'vohu. What was the world like when Hashem made the Babel? Tohu v'vohu. The difference between tohu v'vohu, abyss, is that there was an oidish. It was that it's tohu v'vohu, because if man is not doing its job, how long can the world last? It's not something that can possibly sustain itself. You see the difference?
It could have been a drought. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it created, it could have been a drought, but
why a positive?
It wasn't that it was positive, it was choizer to what was before the world, which was toyu v'vayu. That's hamayim hayu alpnei tohoim. Exactly the description that we know of the world before there was a world is the exact same description of the world after the Mabul. And Adam being the, Noach rather, being the new Adam. Noach being the new Adam. Noach planting a vineyard and trying to replicate the Eitz Hadas.
So the Eitz Hadas is like the grass.
Absolutely. The whole story was, I mean, that is not my, this is, the whole story was a reenactment of the Bria, restart with Noach, sons, Cain and Abel.
But it was different in the sense that the Aretz was
There was nothing evaporating. There was nothing evaporating. It was malei chamas. There was nothing bringing up. It's hard to say oinish. It's like, it doesn't say the word oinish in the parsha as far as I know. What it says is that it returned. How is this world supposed to sustain itself? The answer is it went back to tohu v'vohu. So what we're responsible for here is keeping the flow going. And that's what tefillah does, that's what mitzvah does. As the Maral, the Ramchal basically says, V'im lo yisayiru, lo yimshach lahem. If it's not going to happen, if there's not going to be... This is why we know there has to be 36 tzaddikim, that are at least, you know, there's this sort of minimum wattage that you need in order for the world to exist. But let's say everybody was davening. Ro kol ha-mayoritz is Yeshua Hashem. If everybody was davening, there wouldn't be any problems, any wars, everything, would have the full shefa of Shemayim. You'd have the full shleimus of Shemayim, which is probably the biggest machayiv to get somebody else to daven, or at least get ourselves to daven. V'hinei ha'odoin baruch hu, I'm reading the Ramchal, chafetz roitzeh shetar b'tuvas bruav b'chol zmanayim. Hashem wants it to be good. He created the world to be good, not to be hard. He created the world for holocausts. Or for Mabuls, but this is, and again, not judging this generation or that generation, and who knows, nobody knows, that's the answer, but it has to do with the Shefa, that's for sure, it has to do with the Shefa.
That's the Ramchal's equivalent of Tzarek Gavoah?
Tzarek Gavoah, that's how he explains it. V'ulam gazra chachma ela yoida, and the gzera of Hashem is shelahayos hanivroim kulam mekablim ha-shefa b'lofanav yisparach. Since we are, self, the recipients. Imagine like the world being plugged into the Shemayim. But it has to, being that we are the recipients, yutchila miskashrim zeh b'zeh milamata lemala. So now tefillah has to be that it's now, since we are the recipients, we're the kelim. So now the kelim yitzchila miskashrim zeh b'zeh milmata lemala. We have to create a chain that's going from down to up. Hatachtoinim be'elyonim mehem those that are the lowest have to connect to the higher worlds and higher worlds. Again, this has to do with the worlds of Atzilus and Bria and Yetzirah and Asiya, but you have to be Mekasher Oilamos. And then the Shefa could come from Malo Lamata. And But this is what's important here is it a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Of course it is. When you daven. And Shema Koleinu was put in there for that. But the etzem tefillah that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah gave to us as a gift, as a great gift, was the buttons that we need to push and we can't push in the Shemaim to actually make things happen in the Aretz in a different sort of a way. Get rid of the stimot. Ramchal goes on and on. But let's look at what Rav Chaim says.
Is that sort of take away a personal relationship?
No, because that's what I'm saying. Like, it if it's not a personal relationship, it's not tefillah. So the essence of tefillah is that I am personally being mevakesh before Hashem. The way it works is that it doesn't work as standing in front of a king only. You're standing as part of a system. That's, I think, the key. It's part of a system of how the Shemayim V'aretz works. Not, you know, not so much as, King, please grant me. Okay. Also MS, but it's not the Iker Kavanah Tefillah. And he explains here a little bit in Perek Yud Aleph. In the end of Perek Yud, he quotes a pasuk in Yoel. Hashem nosan koiloi lifnei cheloi. It's a pretty well-known pasuk. Chazal learned Hashem nosan koiloi lifnei cheloi. I think the Gemara says about this in Yuma, Hashem puts forth his voice before his might. That's what the Navi Yoel said. Chazal say from Mikan that on Rosh Hashanah you blow shofar, kolo, and on Yom Kippur, that's when you're bevakesh and that's when you can really change the world. It's an interesting Gemara because we're not talking about what we're doing, we're talking about what Hashem is doing. Hashem nasan kocho. The answer is that Hashem did the same thing. This is how we know this. Hashem did this on Har Sinai. Everybody heard the koilois, and then before that was the Dvar Hashem, and after that was the Dvar Hashem. Yaram is a koilois. There was the koil Hashem, kol Hashem v'lo yosaf. It was the kol Hashem that didn't stop. And then afterwards, vayidaber Hashem, anoichi Hashem alekecha asher tzeisicha. So there was a coil, which was lifnei cheloi. The coil that we blow on shofar on Rosh Hashanah is like the coil that comes before the cheloi, before the actual words. That's what the Gemara learns from this pasuk. Hashem nasan es koichoi lifnei cheloi. Do you want to like think about it for a second? Why do we need a coil? Just say what you want to say, Hashem. Just say what you want to say. What do we need to hear? This is the Kol Elyon, according to Nefesh HaChaim. That's what we've been learning about. Why did Hashem need to, stop to meditate here for a second on that we're standing at Har Sinai. First we hear, Vayara b'sa koilois. We were scared of the koilois. Hahar oshan kuloi. You know, why the whole lights and light show? You know, like, what was the Kol Hashem that came lifnei cheloi before his dibur? Why can't we be mekabel al malchus shemayim with his dibur? Anoicha Hashem, well, you gotta be in the mood. Anoicha Hashem alekecha, Hashem is talking. What's the let's get Zayin Besser? I don't know, like. Awareness of the awesomeness of the moment. The Maral says an interesting thing. I just want to throw it out here for consideration. That the Maral says about, he's not talking about the Kol Gadol, he's just talking about the Kol Hashem V'lo Yosef, the Kol Hashem at Har Sinai. And he says that the Kol, What's the difference in kol and lashon? What's a kol? So he says a kol is the sound of our voices as opposed to the articulation of a particular word. Meaning, I'm not an audiologist, but I would imagine that you could just like mouth it, and there's a kol that goes behind it. There's a kol. In the kol, amplifies the chituch hadibur that we're doing. Shvat Esrei, I mentioned on Thursday, is a very interesting and a complex thing because there you have chituch hadibur without kol. Chana taught us, Shmuel Nabi's mother, he taught us that, right, that you move your lips and you don't make a kol, bedafka. So we explained what that is. Maybe we'll touch it again. But the Maharal says that words are words, like let's say you'd read the words. But they don't have any intonation to it. Meaning, is there a difference between reading a book and listening to somebody's say it, listening to a lecture? So let's say somebody says, right, a great man gives a lecture. This happens to me because, let's say, I heard many shiurim from Rav Soloveitchik, let's say. It's just stunning to hear. All of a sudden, I heard many shiurim from Rav Moshe Shapiro, hundreds and hundreds in person. It's like, then I read the Sefer, it's nice. But it's not the same thing. Although in my book, I noticed the book is better than... something to think about there. Right? 90% of communication is not verbal. Oh, so the call is the, I'm calling it the intonation or the sort of non-articulated part of it. You can read something, you can read it Lashon Bitmia, you can read it this way, you can read it, you don't know if it's coming with happiness, if it's sadness. A really good writer can put more of that into it, but it's not the same as when there's a kol, because what the kol does for the words, if I understand the Maharal clearly, what the kol does for the words is they give them a mood, they give them a kavana. They give them also an authenticity. So I think what you're saying is correct, that the dalif nemiata oimid, but let's to look at it with a bigger omek, it's that it's a whole different havana in the Devar Hashem when there's a kol. So the kol, the lashon of the pasuk, the lashon of the Navi Yoel was Hashem nosan koloi lifnei cheloi. Make no mistake as to what I mean or how I mean it or what I'm trying to tell you. Like, you know, don't sing it with a different niggin. You know, don't change the nekudas, don't change the trup. This is the kol. Was it an angry kol? Was it a happy kol? Was it a loving kol? It was a kol Hashem. And we spell this out in Friday night, kol Hashem Bakoya, kol Hashem. There was. By Hashem, it was in two different things. By us, it would be strange. I'm do the call first, but here, in Perikud Aleph, like darshan's this. Mashikazav lifnei cheloi, remeza ikar agadol shalini natfila. This brings us this nasan koiloi lifnei cheloi. Sheklal kavanasehu lechavin rak lahosif koyach bekedusha. It also means that our kavana has to be, we'll have to see how this works, to be mosif kedusha. Remember, that's the purpose of our tefillah. Our purpose of our tefillah is to do a fix not here, but to do a fix in shamayim. Even though we're davening rufainu and baruch aleinu and all about us. But nevertheless, the ikar is the coil. The ikar is the fix, let's say, in the Shemayim. K'moshah ish me'anshe achayel. And here is medayik in the word chayel. Achayel is like an army. It's Vlada Kolos Hashem, right? Kol Hashem Bakoya, Kol Hashem Bahadur, Kol Hashem Shoyver Arozim. There's a lot of different kind of moods to the Kol Hashem. But Kamosha Ish Me'an She'achayel, here he says something very simple. Let's say a soldier joins the army and is doing his job. Mashlich kol inyanav v'tzarche kol tzarche asme mineged. That's really part of the job, right? I mean, if you're going to go to the front lines of Gaza, so you need to be, at that moment, selfless. The minute there's some self involved, you're not going to really be able to do the job. U'moser nafsho birtzono rakal kvod hamelach. So right now, I'm in it. Let's put ourselves into the minds of the soldier on the front lines. So right now, what I have to condition myself to think, or brainwash myself to think, it's amazing, by the way, how this power has worked for all types of causes, good ones, bad ones. you know, Lahavdil Nazis did this too. But you say, I'm in it l'chvod hamelech. The prerequisite is that I'm in it for the king. It's a lot more meaningful, let's say, here in Eretz Yisrael, because I'm protecting my country, I'm protecting the Jewish people. It's an answer to history. It's a little bit different. You're not doing it for the melech. I'm talking about there is no melech. You know, so we're doing it for the cause. It's a little bit easier. But you see, Malchus was such that soldiers did this even for the melech. But the point is a good soldier is the soldier, the chayal, and this is using the word chelo, which is completely meiseres nafsh legamri. He doesn't have any personal ritzonos. Rak al kvoid hamelech. Shehasig hakeser melucha shel oisa hamadina. If I'm fighting, if it's a territorial fight, right, I'm fighting to get a new piece of land. What's it called? I'm fighting for a new piece of land. So this kind of a colonialism, right? I'm fighting to go further. It's because I want the keser of this particular melech to be shalit on this land. Kein roi ma'oi la'adam ha'yasher la'sum kol kavanosei v'toyer machshavtei b'tfilosei rak lo'hoisiv taskoyach b'ho'ilamois ha'kadoshim. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to do a fix in Shemayim. Ula'oirer b'koiloi, and here's the key words, la'oirer b'koiloi ha'kol ha'elyon. My call causes the kol ha'elyon. La'am shechaminei b'rchayin unihiru l'chayla. That should come from it, brachos and great light. So this is you know, whenever I hear a mashal of a king and a people, I sort of get a little bit turned off because I don't relate to it so much. But this is really an amazing thing that a tefillah can be. It's possible for a tefillah, it's possible for one of us to get up and to daven Shemoneh Esrei, and it can be all about me. Okay, can you daven for me also? Okay, I'll daven for you too. But it becomes a very self-centered thing. And the ultimate tefillah is lifnei chelai, that you're like a chayal, and the chayal, in that sense, has to be completely selfless, that I'm not davening for me at all. And even though the l'shoinois Ar Rifa'inu Hashem Ne'erofein Baruch Aleinu as Hashem as I said, really doesn't make that much of a difference because, first of all, it's Lashon Rabbim, but also that's the outcome of the whole thing. The outcome of it is the opposite of the Mabul is life should work. It shouldn't be chaos in this world. So the way to make Seder in this world is by doing what we need to do to straighten out the Shemayim. The minute I have myself involved, it's actually a stima to daven for myself. Now, we know this is true on Rosh Hashanah, because we always hear it, but it's true all the time. In other words, the whole tefillah doesn't change everything.
As you say, the palel is reflexive. It's on me. He was saying, not to be on you.
That's a result. There's going to be a result on me or not on me. So we keep saying, "Kol olam kulay mispardes b'shvil chanina b'nei," but chanina b'nei didn't get the toiv. He was opening up something in Shemayim and creating a shefa. It was all about making a shefa. B'neinu ha'rois. You see, it's so again. Let's sum it up because it's a chiddush. As simple as it is, it's a chiddush. The chiddush is that our tefillah is l'tzarech gavoya. And a kiddush l'tzarech gavoya, do your part. This is what the poster has to say. Do your part to fix up tikkun shamayim. And then it's tikkun olam, tikkun shamayim. What does Hashem need us to fix up tikkun shamayim, fix up shamayim? The answer is that's how he created the whole thing. That's why he created it. The shamayim, at least vis-a-vis what's going on in the Oretz, is tully in the Oretz. That's what the Ramchal added. The Ramchal added that what goes on in the it's only right that the Hashem made this barachet this way because the Oretz are the ultimate beneficiaries of it. So therefore, they're the ones that are ma'or the Shemayim vis-a-vis. You don't want it, you get a mabble. You're disconnected, you get a mabble. So when you see chaos in the world, you gotta. It's the same thing, by the way, with the same lashon over here. I just want to point out, lo'er b'koloi, with your kol, your ma'or, ha'kol ha'elyin lam shacha minei birchoin u'nehira l'kula. Not simple words. We're being mamshich minei from Hashem, birchon u'nehira, we're brachos and light to all. It's exactly the same lashon that the Zohar says by tshuva, by the way. When a person does tshuva, it's exactly this lashon. I looked it up. It reminded me of it, and I looked it up. It's exactly the same Zohar. That tshuva and tefillah. What tshuva does, if a person does tshuva, okay, tshuva. I did tshuva. I did something bad. Forgive me. It's more than that. When a person does an aveira, you create a sort of a stima. There's no place for the shefa to go. So now I do tshuva. I've cleared out the pipe, right? Cleared out the pipe. And now what's happening is not just for me, but there's lam shacha minei birchon u'nehira l'koilo. Now there's light for everybody. I mean, you're also included, right? And probably, but not even necessarily, because you see, by Hanina ben Daisa, he wasn't even necessarily included in it. But in the case of Sarah, you have to examine this. She was included, and then everybody had light.
But if someone's sick and you want to shit up for somebody, it feels like now, yeah, I'll adopt it for the shit up, and then someone else will get the shit up because it could go anywhere.
I think it could go anywhere, but you see, you're still working at it like laser beams. I think the way to look at it is that we're being misakein the world, meaning the world is going to work better, including the shidduch that you're davening for. But it doesn't mean that it's just such a or mispashet. But of course, you it can be in the case of Sarah, Hashem pakad asar kasher amar. It was direct. That was a direct hit.
She cried.
That's right. Works better for Jews. Meaning where it's a higher position in the Bria. They have a bigger koich in the Shemayim. But what we're saying is not like this, but like this. So we have a new kavana here, and when we say Ose Shalom Bimraimov, ooh, Yasa Shalom Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael, what does that mean? Ose Shalom Bimraimov, that there first has to be Shalom in the Shamayim. But my kesher, meaning, like if we're asking for peace, we all want peace, right? We all want the hate to stop, and we all want the wars to stop. Everybody wants peace. For sure. You hear a little remez that maybe a little bit of aura of peace. We all get all excited, and then there's no peace. But we all want peace. So what are we saying here? We're saying, every time we daven Shemot Esrei, what are we saying? We're saying, every time we say Kaddish, Oseh Shalom B'Rabav. What I've just done, they say it at the end. What I've just done is I'm trying to make Shalom in the Shamayim. And by the way, the whole Birchais Krishma is talking about Kodesh, 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 Vayifanim, Mechayis, HaKodesh, Barash, Godel, Misnasim, Lom, Masrofim, Lom. Try to make shalom with the Shemaim. That's our job. We're not trying to make shalom here even. The peacemakers here fail. We've been trying for years. The only chance that we have for shalom, in fact, I think the only chance that we have for any kind of achdus even between us is if it comes from Shemayim. It has to come from Shemayim. We're going to get back to the kol, how that fits in, but it's too complicated over here to put these things together. It's too complicated. If you want a shalom bayis, so it has to work in Shemayim, in the olam of neshamas, and then it comes down. You want peace in the Middle East, it has to come in Shemayim. And you want peace in the world, it has to come from... So it's oseh shalom bimromav, hu yaseh shalom aleinu. So we might be pretty despondent about that. Like, well, what are we supposed to do about peace of the Shemayim? About the Shefa? The answer is, sof kol sof, we hold the keys. So nasan koichoi lifnei cheloi is not going only on Hashem. It's also going on us. By the way, that's a mufurish gemara. None of them thinking about it because the gemara learns from nasan koichoi lifnei cheloi that a navi has to warn the people before, in the case of Yoel, before there was a major a plague of Arbe at his time. There has to be a warning. Nasan koichoi lifnei cheloi. It can mean a lot of things, but first comes the koil. Okay. L'hav ruach atuma ve'einenu harois b'nusach tefilas Rosh Hashanah. All you have to do is look, says the Nefesh HaChaim, into the nusach of the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, shu mesudr miroish shavat seif v'irak al kvoid malchus ha'yisbarach shavai. It's all about the kvoid malchus Hashem. Malchus. Shetisala kivatchila koidim chet ha'adam harishan, that we should get back to koidim ha'chet. Of Adam Harishon. Megam Nusach Tefilas Kol Hashana. It's also true of the whole year round. Ah, Shilufi Pshuta Nira Rubai Kukulei Masudra Al Inyanei Tzarchei Atzmeinu. Even though you read the Tefillah, you read the Shemoneh Esrei, it sounds like it's all about us. Vaday Barer L'chom Mevin. It's a Davar Pashut Umimkoymoi Humuchra Shloi Kivnu Anshei Aknes Knisya Hagadola Al Nira Mipshutei Pirush Hamilos Levad. Pashut that the Kavana of the Anshei Knesset HaGadol is not just for what it says there, K'moshe Kasavti Leo Perek Yod, like we learned, Tzvil's Neged, Tzmidim Tignon Shayu Oilois Kolil Le'ishim, right? A Tamid, an Oilo goes completely up. It's not about us. Kulam L'gvaya Salka. La'yaya Bam Chelek Het Yekla. I just to sum it up before we go home, I just want to, the Chiddush here in so many things that we say, Osa Shalom Bimroimov, but We finish Shemoneh Esrei, we say, depending on whether it's Shachar or Musaf, Mimkoimcha Malkeinu Seifia Vesim Loich Alein, Ki Mechakim Hanachnu Lach. Osai Tim Loich B'tzion B'karb Yameinu L'yolam V'ayat Yishkoim. What does it mean? Mimkoimcha Malkeinu Seifia. In Musaf, we go further. Mimkoimai Hu Yifen Berachamim. Mimkoimai is a difference. But we're talking in Shachar's Mimkoimcha Malkeinu Seifia. V'sim Loich Aleinu. So it starts in the Shemai, Mimkoimcha, that's the Malkeinu of Hashem. Seifia is a lashon of, what does Seifia mean? What does it mean? It's interesting. Rashi says, "Haifia." There's a Rashi. Shtei hamialdoi seivyos shema achas shifra v'shema achas pua. Pua. There's a lashon haifa. Pua shemefapeas avlad. It's not a real talking. You don't talk to a baby. Shifra shemeshaperas avlad. You know, it strains out his bones and stuff when the baby's born. Shake them out, patch them, whatever they do to the kid. Pua is gu-ga-yi. You know, that's what pua is. B'fa-pas ha-savad. Medaber, says Rashi, ve'enoi medaber. Medaber ve'enoi medaber. It's not really talking. It's a koil without a dibur, without a chituch haloshin. Talk to a baby. You don't talk words. Good morning. Great. You know, it's a pua. Everybody understands that it's a pua. What's a pua? More important, it just gets us back to the first point. More important than the words you're saying to the baby is the expression, the tznua sakol. I mean, maybe the baby gets all that on some level, right? Gets the sort of the intonation of your voice, the smile on your face. That's the Kol Hashem, which came before the Dibur Hashem. That's the Kol Hashem that came before. It was called Pua. So when we say Mimkaimcha Malkeinu Soifia, so we're talking about the Makam of Hashem. Soifia, let there be a Hoifa'a. Trying to remember in Rosh Hashanah, Tfilos and Musaf, when we talk about Shoifreis, we also use the word Hoifia, that a Shoifer, Ubakol Ha Shoifer, Yoifia, I don't have a Machzir, I'm sorry. But Hoifa is when you're hearing it, but you're not hearing words. So we're saying to Hashem, that's what a Hofa'a is, an appearance, Kilo, you know, but it's not a lesson, it's an appearance. A hofa'a, even in. Ubakola shofar hoifata. Very good. Ubakola shofar hoifata. Beautiful, right? Like, what is the touch of what happened on Har Sinai? Let's talk about Har Sinai. Bakol hashofar, you appeared to us like Pua and the baby. We heard a coil. Kol Hashem lo yosef. We heard a coil. We didn't hear Diburim until afterwards. You're saying, why can't it be simultaneously? Because it was as important as the words is the attitude, is the call. You understand this? It was as important as the words, whatever words you're going to say in an important meeting, or to your children, or to it's the tone, but the tone of being, you know, the call. Yeah. It's an emotional, but it's voiced. It's voiced, not articulated. But it's a sound. So we say mimkaimcha, just let's get the words right. Mimkaimcha malkeinu soifia. V'sibloicha leinu. And then let it come all the way down to malchus. Malchus is chesed gevura tiferes netzach hod yesod malchus. Malchus is here. Malchus is here is what starts off with a coil, let it come mamish lemaisa and let the grass grow. Let the world work. Let's rock over here. Let's make this thing happen. So you come from a mimkoimcha, starts from the Makom Hashem, and it works all the way down to the malchus of it. Mimkoimoi uyifen barachmim v'yachoin amam yachdim shmai erva v'vayker b'choyem tamid. So it's a musaf, that it's the words that we say when we say the Shema. It's mim koimai huyifen merachamim. So this is the juxtaposition or the connection that's taking place between the Shemaim and the arts. So osa shalom bimroimav huyase shalom aleinu mim koimcha malkeinu. So next time we say this, just think about it a little bit. That's the long Shabbos version because we have a long time. But we could just simply say, Baruch Kvod Hashem Mim Koimai, and understand the whole thing without the pirush, without the whole niggun. Just understand that it's coming Mim Koimai. Okay, let's end here. We'll go and get into the deep things.
Say that the first 2,000 years were totally wrong.
The Gemara says.
Gemara
not better deserve, yeah. Alpayim shnas, alpayim shnin toyu vavayu, alpayim shnin toyra, alpayim shnin yemois hamashiach. That means that the toyu vavayu gradually turns into a world. It wasn't like.
See, Bishalom says Avram's entry was tikkun.